good to be here tonight, huh? Nice little crowd, huh? You guys been having a good time? F yes, man. Good to be here. Just got back from New York City. Yeah? I don't know, Buddy Bear. Dude, people are so angry there. I said hello to a guy. He said no. I was like, man, who's your funyata? That's where Mexicans keep their fun. Got a nice crowd tonight, huh? A little bit of diversity. Where are my white people at? Yeah, we're still here. That's our motto in America. They are phasing us out. I'm serious. Hell yeah. Mexicans bang faster. Blacks bang better. Nobody wants to bang white people anymore. Not even other white people. Dude, Mexicans are serious. They procreate seriously. Mexican woman will sneak into your nuts to get a baby. Where are my Mexican women at? You hear that? Mating call. Dude, they want a baby every time. They for keeps. They want every to grow up. Dude, even if you just jerk off by a Mexican girl, she'll try to like catch it in her fajita like that. They do that dance to make sure it's in there. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da, baby already. Mexican girl make a baby in an hour. Got a vagina like a microwave. Dude, I won't even masturbate to Mexican porn on my computer because my printer will just start printing off pictures of children. Oh, this is my son, Papelito. It's my daughter, Pajinas. That means little paper and little pages. Those jokes are for the kids. Hooked up with one Mexican girl like a year ago. She's like, what are we gonna name it? Like, name it, I'm just taking my pants off. Aborto? Is that a cute Mexican name? They are serious, man. They're sneaking in our country too, these Mexicans. Not a few, like, you know, millions. I live on the beach in California. Sometimes I just go watch them come in the morning, just I'm like, those waves have luggage. They are sneaky. They could be tunneling under here right now. Scat. You never know. Finding unique ways to get in our country. I bought a blow-up doll the other day. Blew it up. It's a Mexican lady. Made me blow up three of her kids. The Inflatables family. Living at my house. I'm like, these motherfuckers snuck in through my lungs. Who else is here tonight, huh? Where are my black people at tonight? That's what's up. I love black people. I want to be black next time. It looks fun because you can wear anything you want. Black guy looks good in anything. You ever see a black guy with that t-shirt down to here? I'm like, what size is that? Forever? Like, if I wear that, I look like a lesbian about to take a nap. I look like Ellen at a slumber party. Black guys have all the cool nicknames. Doo-doo, Pookie, Duty Man, Snicker, Kit Kat. Anything off the candy aisle. Payday, 100 grand, Rolo. O. Henry, that's a gay black guy. O. Henry's, O. Henry. Tartan Tiny, that's a little gay black guy. There go little Tartan Tiny looking for dicks. Black people always have a good time. I was in court the other day, and that's not the joke, people that are laughing, that's racism. Sorry, black friends. I was in court the other day, and this black guy pleaded, my bad. And I was like, yeah, dude, it is on in here, right? And I was up right after him for DUI, and I wanted to be cool, so I pleaded, blame it on the alcohol. and blame it on the weed. And that's when they got me for possession of marijuana. But I blamed that on the black guy, and they rearrested him. That's the system. We got to keep repping the struggle. I can't believe black people can't swim yet, though. Y'all are f***ing around. Come on. Y'all the most athletic people on earth. Can't y'all just run across the water? Like, you think it would be easiest for black people because all they have to do is invent a dance move that would keep them above water. Teach me how to Dougie paddle. All this water love me. All this water love me. All this water love me. What else? Just got back from Indiana, which is Spanish for Indian. Know your And I ran into a rental car issue while I was there, okay? I'd reserved the SUV, you know, because I want to look tough, you know, vehicularly. And I get there, they don't have my SUV, so they say they're going to give me something similar. And that's Hebrew for we're going to f*** you here, buddy. So they give me a PT Cruiser convertible. Are you familiar with this? Stroller? Yeah. It's not even like a car. It's like a trap for gays, really. It's like you park it somewhere and open the top, put a little bit of dick in the middle, then you wait. When the gays get in, you shut it on them, take them to the police. Car, dude. I had to blow a guy just to get it to go in reverse. And I'm not even gay. I just had to parallel park. So that took a while. I commend you, ladies. I didn't know it was so hard to give head, you know? I mean, it looks easier from this end. Thankfully, I wore my earplugs. You know, just because, well, sucking is gay, but hearing yourself suck, that's really the gay part. It's only gay if you can hear it, right? Silent dicks all day. Stayed up the other night watching something on television. It was like a public service announcement, you know, and it's like, you gotta help these kids, you know, and they show these kids and something's wrong with them. And it's like, they're sewing pants for a penny a day in sweatshops. And I'm like, well, if they're sewing pants and they need help, like, why doesn't one of them sew a message for help into some pants? Especially if they got all day. But knowing us in America, that would just be like a new fashion statement. Like, oh, do you like these new thirsty jeans? What are these? Oh, a lion ate my brother? Ed Hardy? No, Fed Hardly. They're real nice. They're real nice. And I stayed up the other night watching Nancy Grace. I wish somebody would kidnap this bitch. Dude, I don't like that show. Is bull. The show, they sensationalize missing and molested kids to sell advertising dollars. They're not looking for these kids. The show comes on at 11 o'clock at night. They haven't found one kid. It's been on for 10 years. Dude, you give me a half hour and an eight ball, I'll find a missing kid right out here. The show comes on at 11 o'clock at night and they're like, go look for kids. Like, I live in a nasty neighborhood. You go look for them. If I go looking for somebody, I might be the next missing person. This is a horrible idea, Nance. Hey, so I got to tell you guys this story, all right? So this is a true story. All right, so 6 months ago, I get a text message on my phone, okay? It's from a random phone number that I don't know. It's a Chicago area code, all right? I live in Los Angeles. It says, hey, it's Wanda. So I write back, Wanda who? And she writes, duh, Wanda, your cousin. Now, I don't have any cousins. Both my parents were only children. But I was like, holy shit, it'd be fun if I did, right? So I wrote back, what's up, shawty? And she and I have been texting each other now for 6 months. She thinks I'm her cousin that lives in Los Angeles. And I actually have a god nephew now named Damari, who's going to be 2 years old in about a week. So it's kind of like a big time for our family. But I'm like, this is so much fun. I'm just going to text every strange number in America because I have unlimited texting and I only work at night. So now I've texted over 20,000 numbers and gotten into the craziest conversations you could imagine. Like, I'm hiring people for Civil War reenactments. I'm running blood drives that don't exist. I've been in a relationship with one guy who thinks I'm a 22-year-old woman stuck at a mental health facility in Shawnee, Oklahoma. It's actually getting a little out of hand. But anyway, I take the best conversations, I put them on his website I started called cranktext.com, so you can check it out. But people are always like, well, where do you get the numbers? And I'm like, well, sharpshooter, you just make them up. So I'm going to read you guys one of the conversations real quick that I have. So I write, hey, what's up? All right, I just send it out into the world, out into the ether, right? So I write, hey, what's up? This person writes, not much. Sorry, new phone. Who is this? So I said, it's Barry. How you doing? He said, hey, I am good. How are you? I said, I'm great. Got through the surgery fine. He said, Barry, I don't want to be rude, but I'm very bad with names. I still can't remember you. I said, I forget things all the time. No biggie. I'm still in ICU, just kind of lonely. He goes, Barry, I think you have the wrong number, my friend. Who gave you this as my number? I said, I've had it in my phone. You should see the new leg. Technology. Then he goes, do you know what my name is? And I had to guess, so I just guessed Ben. He goes, sorry, my friend, that's not me, but I hope you feel better soon. I said, man, me too. You ever been through anything like this? Because you got to keep them going. He goes, no, not like that. You'll be okay. I said, I don't know, man. I feel like such a bitch. He goes, it happens. Yeah, like you lose your keys, not like this. I said, easy for you to say. I'm out of leg, homie. Then he didn't write back, so I wrote, I'm sorry, man. I'm just angry. This is hard for me. Do you have any advice? He goes, you will get used to it. Sorry, gotta run. Gotta run to a guy who had just lost his leg in intensive care. That's America. Back is sweating, or my ass is sweating up. You never know what the Lord's doing. Because we grew up in a real Christian home. Like, if we jerked off, my dad made us bury it in the yard. That joke's for my brother. I know he would love that one. I need some money. I need some. You gotta have money to get a woman, you know? And I get it, ladies. You know, who wants to bang some poor guy? That's nasty. You get done banging, you're just laying there all poor. Like, oh, can I get you a towel that doesn't match any of the other towels? What about some tap water, a Hot Pocket? Gotta have money, dude. This is how you catch a woman, too, okay? You get all your money and you put it in a big pile, in a big stack. Stack your money, okay? And then when a woman comes to get it, you snatch her. And that's your wife. Then you go live with her, and when she starts acting all crazy, you just take her back by that money, let her smell that money pile, just splash some 20s on her. That's called wedlock, they call it. Gotta have money, man. And I want a bunch of money, you know, like a little, like a wallet. What the fuck? That's like a filing cabinet for a poor person. I have that. I want to carry my money in a big sack, like the Grinch that stole everything. Have all the money, live like a gangster. Do whatever you want. One of my buddies called me from home the other day from Louisiana. He's like, hey man, I got a new job, making 40K a year. I'm like, that's cool, bud, if you want to, you know, marry your high school girlfriend, have two kids, one of them fat, one of them got asthma, have a nice life, okay? That I want to do whatever I want to do. Live like a gangster, just walk around just shooting people, pop, 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 pop. Apologize with money. Sorry, 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 sorry. Nobody lives like a gangster anymore, man. All the celebrities are afraid to live how they want. Michael Jackson, last good gangster millionaire they had on the planet. Say what you want, okay? He had some technical issues, but he did whatever he wanted to do. Okay, he had bison in his house. Wild animals. What do you have, a cat? He had bison. Okay, bison, zebras, alpacas just running around his house, rawr, eating furniture and okay, imagine being like this, here, here, every time you want to sit on the sofa. That's some G. He had a middle school under his bed, a small private academy. That's gangster. I'm just saying, he did whatever he wanted to do. No matter what the media said about him, he did what he wanted to do. All these other celebrities are afraid, man. They're all afraid. Afraid of what TMZ will think, Entertainment Tonight. I was a huge Brett Favre fan. I grew up 45 minutes from his house. We used to eat mushrooms, put on Favre jerseys, run around in his town, pretend we was him, okay? This dude got busted texting pictures of his penis to chicks with his phone. I'm like, dude, why are you doing what I'm doing? Like, you're Brett Favre. At least hire a nice artist to come and paint your penis up real nice, you know? Just Ansel Adams some clouds behind it and mail that off to a woman. Or just put your phone down and go f*** a chick. You're Brett Favre, dude. If you shave a little, I might jerk you off, buddy. I'm not gay, but I'm a football fan. I just looked the other way and asked him about the time he beat Detroit. It looked cold out there, sir. Tiger Woods, he was the worst, dude. Tiger Woods, because he's an example of all of us. He's black, white, Asian, Islander, whatever, all wrapped up into one cat named Man, okay? And he could have anything he wants in the world. He had all the money, you know? He could buy all of us. Yeah, he could. This is America. He could buy us. Because sometimes you think if you have all the money, everything will be perfect. You know, all the kids are going to have nice teeth or braces. Everybody's going to have nice hair or a wig. Everybody's going to be eating ham. And when there's no more ham, guess what? About extra ham. Okay? But he had all the money, could have anything he wants, and he's banging chicks. What? You are banging chicks? Like, I make $52,000 a year. I'm banging chicks. Okay? That's the tax bracket I'm in. But when I'm a billionaire, dude, all I'm f***ing is endangered species. I'll be f***ing the last white owl. This owl sounds like a train. When I'm a billionaire, I'm finding other ways to get off. I'm gonna hire a bunch of Mexicans to come to my house every day, bury all my money in my yard, then dress up like pirates and dig it up. Every day. I'm gonna fly up to space at night in a special shuttle, jerk off, and just come back to the house. They gonna call me the space jerker. This dude's banging chicks. When I have my money, I'm gonna hire somebody to give a f-. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? You hire just some random dude off the street to give a f- for you. That's his job. So your wife comes home, she's all pissed. She's like, oh, you're just gonna spend all our money at the casino and then park your truck in my flower bed? I'm like, you need to talk to Todd. I will leave you two alone. I'm not even gonna wear a bathing suit when I have my money. I'm just gonna hire some random dude to walk in front of my dick like this on the beach. People are like, who is that? I'm like, that's Gary, that's my new suit. I'm like, tuck your thumb in, Gary. I don't want that crazy tan line. Look like my penis has been hitchhiking for vaginas. This time I'm gonna wake up every day when I got all my money, okay? I'm gonna have a bunch of little Asian babies come in my room, okay? Because that's the softest baby that the Lord makes, okay? And they come in and I got their feet padded so they extra quiet. And they've been caged up so they veally, they real, real soft. And they come in and look, one of them has a drum, but I didn't buy him any sticks, so he just has to carry his drum. He's the angry one. And they come in, and look, this is how they wake me up. The softest way to wake up in the world. They sprinkle cinnamon on me. That's gangsta, son. When you go to bed at night and set your alarm clock to Cinnamon Asians, then you up and set it to Brothers with Nutmeg. They show up an hour late with no nutmeg. Thank you guys very much. I'm Theo Von. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. Thank you.